Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Dalid, and we are Be'ezus Hashem, the beginning of a new perek, the last perek of Masechtas Yuma, a classic Shabbat, classic perek, perek Yom HaKippurim. And perek Yom HaKippurim, in many ways, is the beginning of the second part of Masechtas Yuma, albeit the much shorter second part of Masechtas Yuma. It deals no longer with the avodah that was done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but rather it deals with all the other halachos of Yom Kippur. And it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So most people, when you think of something that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, the first thing that comes to mind is you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink. It's interesting. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. What it says in the Torah is that a Yid on Yom Kippur has to put himself in a place where he's going to feel pain. In fact, it says that five times. Twice in Parshas Achrim, V'hoysu lachem l'chukas oylem b'chodesh ha'shvi be'osor l'chodesh te'anu es nafshoy seichem. Te'anu miloshen inui, miloshen tsar, miloshen pain. Another pasuk. Shabbos Shabbos in Yielochem, the inisim is nafshoy seichem chukas oylem. Some tzveitim all, the same idea. Ta'anu es nafshoy seichem, the inisim es nafshoy seichem. And Parshas Emor, where the Torah talks about the yontiv of Yom Kippur again, it mentions the same idea three times. Ach ba'asal ha'chidesh ha'shvi hazeh, yoyim ha'kippurim hu, mikro kodesh yelochem, the inisim es nafshoy seichem, the kraftem isha la'ashem. Another pasuk. Ki chol ha'nefesh asheloi se'une, and finally, Shabbos Shabbos in Hu Lachem, the Inisem is Nafshoy Seichem, Betishol Achoydesh Ba'erev, Me'erev Ad Erev, Tishbeshush Shabbatchem. So five times it says in the Torah that a Yid has to be Betzar. Ta'anu is Nafshoy Seichem, the Inisem is Nafshoy Seichem, the Inisem is Nafshoy Seichem, Kichol HaNefesh HaShaloy Se'uno, and again the Inisem is Nafshoy Seichem. And Chazal learned from here that there are five types of Inuyim that a Yid is not allowed to do. There are five types of tzar that a person has to put himself into on Yom Kippur. What are those five inuyim? That's the topic of the very first Mishnah of the last parak. Zok the Mishnah, Yom Kippurim, Asa Bachilu Vishtiyo. Yom Kippur, a person's not allowed to eat or drink. Ubrechitza, you're not allowed to bathe. Uvesicha, you're not allowed to take oil and smear it on your body. Ubenilas Asandal, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Ubetashmish Hamita, there's an Isser Tashmish Hamita. Says the Mishnah, V'hamelech v'hakalo, yirchatzu es peneim. A melech and a kalo are an exception to the rule. Meaning, even though we just said that on Yom Kippur, a person's not allowed to bathe, a king is allowed to wash his face, and a kalo is allowed to wash her face. Rashi says, melech darkoi u'shvachoi liois na'a. The derech of a melech is to look nice and handsome. The same is true for a kala. She needs to be noy shetechavev abayla, and it's for that reason there's an exception to this rule. Even though there's an iser rechitza, even though the iser rechitza is an iser dairaisa, but at the same time, melech and kala, it's okay, albeit for them to wash their faces. V'hachaya, another exception to what we just said is a woman, a yoledes, that just gave birth, tinoles a sandal, she's allowed to wear shoes, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim say that everything that we just mentioned is not okay. Another halacha, ha'oikhel kichoyseves hagasa. What's the shir? So you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. How much are you not allowed to eat? So ordinarily, when you talk about shiurei achilo, the shir is a kezayas. But when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, and this is Hilchas Yom Kippur 101, the shir is not a kezayas, but rather the shir is a kichoyseves hagasa. Kiseves is a date. Hagasa means a big date. So the shir is a large date, which is a larger shir than a kizayas. Kamoya, says the Mishnah, utigari nasa. So the Gemara is going to clarify what exactly this means, but high level, the shir is the date itself, plus we take the volume of the pit into account. Vashoysa, what about drinking? What's the shir for that? Maloy lugmav chai. If somebody drinks a maloy lugmav, he fills up his mouth with mashka, he's going to be chayv. Kol oichlam etzar from lichtei chayseves. Says the Mishnah, this that we said, that you're not allowed to eat a chayseves hagasa kemoya v'kigari nos on Yom Kippur. It doesn't have to be a chayseves of one food. But if somebody would eat a half a chayseves hagasa of one food and another half a chayseves hagasa of another food, they would be mitzarif for this year. The same is true for mashkin. V'chol ha-mashkin mitzarif from l'loy lugmav. If somebody would take a little bit of water and then a little bit of wine and a little bit of some other mashka, and together he would have the shir of loy lugmav. he would be chayev. Ha'oichel v'shoisa ein mitzdarfen. If somebody eats a little bit and drinks a little bit, achila and shtiyah are not mitzdarf. And the reason is because the shir of achila and the shir of shtiyah are different. The shir of achila is a koseves agasa. The shir of shtiyah is a maloyim luglov. As a result, they don't talk to each other. And if you would have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, there's no way to be mitzdarf the shir. So the Mishnah introduced, like we mentioned, the other halachas related to Yom Kippur. And it began by saying, Yom HaKippurim aser ba'achila u'beshtiyah uberechitza, ubesnicha, ubeneilas hasandal, ubetashmesh amita. And as we mentioned in the very brief introduction, all these things mentioned in the Mishnah are awesome midairaisa, yet all these things mentioned in the Mishnah are not mefurish anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say not let it eat, doesn't say not let it drink, it doesn't say rechitza, sicha, nilas hasandal, tashmesh amita. What it says is ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem, or some synonym of that. There's five inuyim that are mentioned in the Torah, and then through Torah Shabbal Peh, we know what those five Inuyim are. Now, how do we get to those five Inuyim? The Gemara is going to talk about. Just one thing that Rashi clarifies, the first Rashi in the Perek, is that if you count the Inuyim mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not really five, it's six. Achila is one, Shti is two, Rechitza is three, Sicha is four, Nilas HaSandal is five, and Tashmesh Amita six. So Rashi says, the obvious answer, Shti is Bechlal Achila. So Achila and Shti are not treated as two, they're treated as one. Regardless, this Mishnah introduced the topic of the Chamisha Inuyim. Zokt de Gemar. The halacha is that all five of the Inuyim were not created equally. Meaning, Achila, Shtiyah, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Amita are all Asa. And they're all really learnt out from the same general source, this five Inuyim. Teresh Shabbal Peh, we know that these are what the five Inuyim are referring to. Stating that, Achila v'Shtiyah has a Chi of Karas. The other Inuyim, there is no Chi of Karas. So if somebody would eat the Shir, somebody would drink the Shir on Yom Kippur, he or she would be chayiv karis. Rechitza, sichon, ilas asandal, and tashmesh amita are aser, but there is no chayiv karis. So with that in mind, the first part of today's daf. Zok de Gemara, aser. The Mishnah says, Yom HaKippurim aser b'achila v'shtiyah. It sounds like all it is aser. It's much worse than that, Zok de Gemara. Karisu, there's a chayiv karis. If somebody eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, not only is it aser, but there's even a chi of kar. So why would the Mishnah use the word aser, which is a more subtle term? It's much more serious. The Mishnah should have said, Yom HaKippurim, if somebody eats or drinks, he's going to be chay of kar. Sok de Gemara, Am Rab Ilo. V'item Rab Yirmiyah. Rab Ilo said, some say Rab Yirmiyah said, Loit Nitzricho. What the Mishnah was referring to was Elo L'chatzishe. It wasn't discussing somebody that eats or drinks the entire shir. If somebody eats or drinks the entire shir, it's not just aser, there's a chi of garis. However, what the Mishnah was describing, somebody that ate or drank less than the shir. If you eat or drink less than a kaiseves agasa, or if you drink less than a maloy lugmav, there's not going to be a chi of garis. For that, you would require the shir. However, at the same time, it's going to be aser. So that's why the Mishnah said aser and didn't say chi of garis, because we're talking about when you ate or drank less than a shir. That's what good according to the mandama that holds chatzi shir. But according to the mandama that says chatzi shir is mutl min ha-Torah, that's not a good teretz. The itmar, what's this machloikis? Chatzi shir. Rav Yochanan omer asa min ha-Torah. Rav Yochanan says it's asa min ha-Torah. Reish Lakish amar mutl min ha-Torah. Reish Lakish says mutl min ha-Torah. So the Gemara chazes it over. Hanichel Rav Yochanan. Meaning now that we have names, let's ask the kasha with the names. So that's good according to Rav Yochanan that holds chatzi shir is asa min ha-Torah. So you'll tell me when the Mishnah says Yom HaKippurim aser ba'achilu b'shtiya, it doesn't mean he ate the shir. Doesn't mean he drank the shir. It means pachas mikashir. Therefore, there's no karis. All there is an iser. Elul Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, who holds a chatzi shir is mutam in ha-Torah, mayikalameimer. So there is no iser chatzi shir. If there's no iser chatzi shir, so you can't tell me the Mishnah is talking about something that's not awesome. Now the Gemara, later in the daf, is going to do a deeper dive into this machloikis from Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But for now, just for Pashit Havana in the Gemara, this is one of the most famous machloikis in Chas, we know that there are shiurim that govern many, many isurei Torah. The makar to the shiurim, the Gemara says in etlecha places, is halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurim, chatzitzin, mechitzos, these are all halachas l'moshe misinai. So for example, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat nevela. How much nevela? We have halacha l'moshe misinai that says, akizayis. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat chazit. How much chazit? There's halacha l'moshe misinai that says, it's akizayis. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. How much? There's halacha l'moishe misinai that says it's a koseves hagasa. These are all halachos l'moishe misinai that define what the shear is of all these different isurei Torah. But there was a very important machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan held that even though we have shiurim that govern these isurei Torah, the shiurim were only said as it relates to the oinish. So for example, if somebody eats nevela, b'mezid, with Aden and asra, he's going to get malchus. The malchus is predicated on a shear, and whatever the shear is, whatever the halacha l'moishe misinai states, that's how much of it you would have to eat in order to get malchus. But as it relates to the iser, chatzi shear is asur min ha-Torah. And even if you eat less than a shear, the halacha is it's going to be asur. Meaning, the halacha l'moishe misinai of the shear was coming to define the oinish. That you want to know when you get an oinish, that's only if you do the shear. Pachas mikashir, there's not going to be an oinish. What about Isser? Chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah. Reish Lakish argued. Reish Lakish said the halacha l'moishe misinai wasn't just talking to the oinish. It was talking to the whole Isser. There's an Isser nevela, but only if you eat a shir. What if you eat pachas mikashir? There's no Isser. Chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. The point is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's possible for a person to be over an Isser deiraisa, that has an oinish, yet he won't get the oinish. That's possible if he ate or did a chatzi shir. According to Reish Lakish, there's no such thing. Because if you did less than the shir, you're not just not going to get an oinish. If you did less than a shir, you never violated an issa deiraisa. Because chatzi shir is motam and atayra. So the Gemara says, we had a kash. Yoyimak Yipurim, aser b'achilu v'shtiyah. Faith the Gemara, aser? Oinish karasu. It's much worse than just aser. It's an oinish karasu. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah was talking about a chatzi shir. So ha'nichle Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzi shir is asur min ha-Torah, yet there is no oinish. So the Mishnah is referring to a chatzi shir, therefore it said asur, and it didn't say oinish karas. But according to Reish Lakish, that holds chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah, there's no such thing as asur, but no oinish. If it's a chatzi shir, then there's no isur, because chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. And the Gemara says, well, we all know, that even though it's true, Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah, but moider Reish Lakish is moider she asur mid-rabban. So everybody holds chatzi shir as asr. There's no machloikis whether there's an issa chatzi shir. Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah or chatzi shir only asr mid rabbana. But m'man of shach, chatzi shir is asr. So if that's the case, you could read the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan Yom Kippurim, asr b'achilu v'shtiyah, we're talking about chatzi shir, that's why it's only asr, there's no einish karas. And what does asr mean? Asr mid ha-Raisa. According to Reish Lakish, chatzi shir is mutim min ha-Torah, but it's asr mid rabbanan. So the Mishnah again is talking about a chatzi shir, and when it says Yom Kippurim, asr b'achilu v'shtiyah, it doesn't mean asr min ha-Torah. What it means is asr mid rabbanan. But at the very least, we will miyashiv the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish, because even Reish Lakish is moida that there is a chatzi shir, albeit midirabbanan. Break the Gemara Kasha. If that's true, that Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is asa midirabbanan, which the Gemara thinks is a chiddush, because the Gemara thought, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah, chatzi shir mutam min ha-Torah, according to Reish Lakish, if it's mutam min ha-Torah, who said there's an issur d'rabbanan? We were just mechadish to reconcile Reish Lakish with the Mishnah, that Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is asa midirabbanan. The Gemara says, if that's true, I have a Kasha from something else Reish Lakish said. As if to say, if Reish Lakish would hold the chatzi shir is not only mutam min ha-Torah, it's also mutam mid rabbanan, this next Reish Lakish that we're about to bring is Reish Lakish l'shitasa. But now that you just threw a major, major wrinkle into Shitas Reish Lakish, that even though Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutam min ha-Torah, but it's asur mid rabbanan, so I have a problem with the next Reish Lakish. Now just to introduce this next Reish Lakish, because it's going to discuss a completely unrelated sugya, this something called a shvuas bitoy. Shvuas bitoy is a fancy term, but really it's the most basic shvu in the world. Somebody swears I'm going to eat something and he doesn't eat it. Somebody swears I'm not going to eat something and he eats it. Someone swears I ate something, he really didn't eat it. He swears he didn't eat it, he really did eat it. So your basic common shvu is what's known as a shvuas bitoy. If somebody violates a shvuas bitoy, it's very, very chamor. In certain situations, he even has to bring a carbon, what's known as a carbon shvu. The halacha is, a shvuas bitoy is only chal on a dvar rishos. So if somebody swears, shvuas shaloi oichal nevelo, it's not chal the shvu. Because he anyway is not allowed to eat nevelo. You're mushba v'oimed mehar sinai, ein shvua chal al shvua, ein nisr chal al nisr. Some of the intense sugyas in the Masechta Shavuos, shvu is not chalal and varis. The same is true in the reverse. If somebody swears, I won't eat matzah b'leil Pesach, that shvuah is also not chal, because it's not a dvar reshus, it's not an isser, it's a mitzvah. Derech toichlo matzis, I'm a mitzvah to eat. So there's something called shvuah bitoy, A, B, shvuah is only chal on a dvar reshus. So zok the Gemara, again, if it's true, the Rish Lakish holds, that although chatzi shvuah is mutam in a Torah, but it's asim mid rabbanon, loin nechayev alea karbin shvuah, the halacha should be, that according to Rish Lakish, there should not be a karbin shvuah on a chatzi shvuah. Meaning, a chatzi shir of Isser should be a quote-unquote dover ha'aser, and as a result, it shouldn't be chal shvua on a chatzi shir, based on the idea that shvua is only chal on a dvar rishos, it's not chal on a dover ha'aser. That's the case. Alom etnan. Why did we learn in the Mishnah Masech to shvua? Shvua shloi oichal. If somebody makes a shvua, then I'm not going to eat. Va'ochal nevelos and treifish gotzim v'remosim. Then he went ahead and he ate everything a yid is not allowed to eat. Nevelos, treifish, shgotzim, remosim. Chayev, talochas, he's chayev. He violated the shvua. He said shvua shloi oichal and then he ate. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon says you're going to be poiter. The Gemara asks, what's Pashup Shad in this halach? It contradicts exactly what we just said. Zavina ba, my chayev. Why are you chayev if you eat in nevelis, treifish, gotzim, viramasim? Mushba ba, oimim, mear, sinayu. These are things you're not allowed to eat anyways. Which means it's not a dvar reshos. Shfuas bitui is not chal on something that's not a dvar reshos. And the Gemara brings two mahalchim that the Amiram said to answer this question. The first one was Rav, Vishmul, Virab Yechanon. The Amri, they all said, Bekoilo Dvarim Amutarim in Dvarim Asurim. This person, when he said Shvua Shaloi Oichal, he didn't say Shvua Shaloi Oichal Nevelis Trefish Gotzim Vermasim. He said Shvua Shaloi Oichal anything. He said, I'm not going to eat things that I'm allowed to eat. I'm also not going to eat things that I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not going to eat kosher food. I'm not going to eat Nevelis Trefish Gotzim Vermasim. This that Allah is that Shvua is not Chal on a shvua, this that halach is a nisachal aliser. This that halach is that if I swear to do something or to not do something that I'm anyways not allowed to do, the shvua is nachal. That's if the entire shvua was for something that's not advar reshos. But once the shvua is chal on advar reshos, al yedei koilo, it can include in it even something that's not advar reshos. So Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, they all said the Mishnah is talking about where the person said shvua shelo yechal anything. As a result, the Isser Koilo, we say that it's chal even on the Dvarim Asurim. But we don't need Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan's Pshat for our daf. What we need is Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish said a different type. Yato might say, you want to know what the case of Shvua Shelo Yochal is? It's talking about where it was a Chatzi Shir. But Rish Lakish went into the weeds of the Sugya Masech de Shvuas and he didn't just say Chatzi Shir. He really said it in a more academic way. He said, Elop in the Farish Chatzi Shir Balibid Rabban. Either it's talking about what the person said specifically, Shvua Shelo Yochal Chatzi Shir. According to the Rabbanon, that hold, that if a person would not speak out, Shvua Shaloi Oichal Chatzi Shir, would simply say, Shvua Shaloi Oichal, it would not include Chatzi Shir. Oy bestam, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Or he didn't specifically say, Shvua Shaloi Oichal Chatzi Shir. What he said was, Shvua Shaloi Oichal, Valibid Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, Adam Moisir Atzmei Bechalshu, who holds that if a person says Shvua Shaloi Oichal, even if he doesn't speak out Chatzi Shir, it means Chatzi Shir. In other words, Rish Lakish said, you want to know where it's Negeya Shvua Shaloi Oichal? That it should be chal the shvua even on macholis asuris, where it's chatzi shir. Now, do you have to say clearly shvua shalo yechal chatzi shir, or if a person says shvua shalo yechal, is it implied that the shvua is chal even on chatzi shir? So, like you said, that's totally the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim and mesach the shvuas. The chachamim hold that anytime a person says shvua shalo yechal, he means a kezayis. So, the only way the shvua would be chal on chatzi shir is if he said chatzi shir. Say, according to Rabbi Akiva, adam moitzer atzmei b'chol shu. So, if a person says shvua shalo yechal, it means even a chatzi shir. But at the end of the day, Rish Lakish is trying to get to a punchline. You want to know where it's Negeya Shvua Shaloi Oichal? It's Negeya where he said Shvua Shaloi Oichal Chatzi Shir, or where it's understood from the Shvua. Can I mean Shvua Shaloi Oichal Chatzi Shir? Over there, Chatzi Shir is a Dvar Rishos. And being that it's a Dvar Rishos, that Shvua will be Chal even for Nevelis Trefish Gotzim Vermasim. That's where it's Negeya, Shvua Shaloi Oichal. For Ochal Nevelis and Trefish Gotzim Vermasim, that you're going to be Chayev. So again, we have a Mishnah that says if a person says Shvua Shaloi Oichal, then he ate Macholas Asuris, he's going to be Chayev. This seems to contradict the most basic tenet of Shvua's Bitoy, and that is Shvua's Bitoy is only Chal on Dvar Rishos. And there were two understandings, two approaches in the Amiram. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan all said, Isser Koilo, in the sugis of Isser Koilo, you can make this work. Rish Lakish said, no, more pasha, Chatzi Shir. Who said you ate a whole shit? The Mishnah just said you ate Nevelis, Trefish, Gotzer, and Masim. We're talking about where the Shvua was on a Chatzi Shir, you ate a Chatzi Shir. It's very simple, it was a Chatzi Shir. Now, at first glance, oh, Myridik, this is Rish Lakish Lushitasai. Who holds Chatzi Shir is Mutam and Atayra? Because if you hold Chatzi Shir is Asim and Atayra, so of course this Teretz is not going to work, because Chatzi Shir is just as Asir as a whole Shir. The whole Shir is only Negeya the Einish. But as it relates to the Isner, it's going to be the same. But Zok the Gemara, but Vachi, what's the problem? What's the problem? If Reish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shir, although it's Mutam and Atayra, but it's Asr Mid Rabbanon, so it comes out, even Chatzi Shir is not a Dvarishos. Because even though on a biblical level it's a Dvarishos, but on a rabbinic level it's not a Dvarishos. Because Chatzi says Asr Mid Rabbanon. So this went from being a Reish Lakish Lashitasa, says the Gemara, to a steer in Reish Lakish. Because if Reish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shir is Asr Opiyah Mid Rabbanon, how do you understand Pshat in that Reish Lakish? At the end of the day, even a Chatzi Shir is also. So the Gemara says, no, it's a very simple answer. It's true, Chatzis is Aser Midr Rabbanan, but it's only Aser Midr Rabbanan. Midday Raisa, it's Mutter. And being that it's Mutter Midday Raisa, maybe that's why Rish Lakish holds that Midday Raisa, a Shvushalay Eichel Chatzis Shir is Chal. Because Midday Raisa, Chatzis Shir is I Midr Rabbanan? Yeah, that's Midr Rabbanan. We're discussing on a biblical level. We're discussing whether there's a Chi of Korban Shvua. That's Dairaisadik. That's not Midrabanadik, but the Gemara says it's not an answer. Because now we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah discusses another type of Shvua, Shvua Sa'edos. Now, Shvua Sa'edos is where somebody witnessed something happen, and he was summoned to court. He was asked to come and testify, and he lied. He said, I have no idea what happened. I didn't see anything. And then he even swore that he didn't see. And then later he admitted that he saw. Edom came. So there's a whole parasha, a whole parak in Shas called Shavuos Eidos. And the halacha is, he has to bring a carbon. The Mishnah says, Shavuos Eidos einu neheges ela beruim lahayit. The halacha of Shavuos Eidos only applies for someone that's able to say Eidos. Meaning, if someone that's not able to say Eidos would witness something, he would be asked to come to court. So obviously there'd be no halacha of Shavuos Eidos. You have to be ruim lahayit. And then the Gemara says, Vavina bala mutema. It sounds like there's some chiddush over here. Because otherwise, it's obvious. Rapapa, said the mutei melech. It's coming to say a melech is someone that's usually not asked to come to court to say eidos. So if a melech would see eidos, and then he would deny it, and then we'd find out that he was lying, and he didn't admit it, did me no shvuos eidos. It's coming to mutei a mesachi bekuvi. This is a gambler. A mesachi bekuvi is someone that's also posulated. So if someone is a mesachi bekuvi, he's exempt from the laws of Shavuos Eidos. Zok the Gemara, Masach Bekuvia Midei Raisa Mechza Chasi. Masach Bekuvia Midei Raisa can't say Eidos. For Rabbanon who the Pasul, this that he's Pasul Eidos, Ayin Rashi, is only Midei Rabbanon. And still you see, but like Kachaylo LeShavua. And you see there's no parasha of Shavuos Eidos as it relates to a Masachik Bekuvia. So you see, even someone that's Pasul Eidos, only Midei Rabbanon is exempt from Shavuos Eidos. So if you're excluded from a parasha of Shavua, because of the Derabbanan, that's enough to exclude you from the parasha. So the Gemara says, just like someone that's possibly Eidos Midrabbanan is outside of the parasha of Shavuos Eidos, so too, if something is asked to eat Midrabbanan, it shouldn't be Chal Shavuah on it, based on the idea that Shavuah is only Chal for Advar Shavuah. What are you going to tell me? But it's only Midrabbanan, Shavuos Eidos also, the Masach HaBekuvi is only Midrabbanan. Midrash he could say Eidos, true, but at the end of the day, Midrabanan he can't. So Midrabanan he can't, as it relates to Shavuos, we take the Rabbanans into consideration. So too, as it relates to Shavuos Bitoy. If Chatzish is Aser Midrabanan, we should take that into consideration. The Gemara says, no, it's not a Tzushtosh. Ani Hasim, there it's different. The Amakro, why is it that someone that can't say Eidos is exempt from Shavuos Eidos? It's not Exeris Akosov. The Amakro, lo Yagid, Vahila Baragadu Kla, because he have to come say Eidos. If you're not going to accept your Eidos, so you can't be included in the parish of Shavuos Eidos. The whole idea was, you knew Eidos, we were going to accept your Eidos, you denied knowing it, now you're subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos. What happens if you were someone that Eidos would have been accepted Midday Raisa, but Midday Rabbanan wouldn't have been accepted? I hear it. At the end of the day, it still wasn't going to be accepted. So being that it wasn't going to be accepted, that's why you're excluded from Shavuos Eidos. Meaning there's a svara why someone that's Pasul Eidos, even Midday Rabbanan, is excluded from Shavuos Eidos. But as it relates to the halacha of Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah, as it relates to the halacha of Shavuos Shalei Eichel being Chal on a Dover HaAser, there is a svara to say that if something's mutim in HaTayr, it's only Aser Midei Rabbanan, it could be you would not have that halacha. Regardless, that is what the Gemara says, that even though Reish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shir is Mutam and HaTayra, however, Midrabanan, he agrees that it's going to be us. So how do we get into this whole discussion of Chatzi Shir, Asim and HaTayra, Mutam and HaTayra? Because the Gemara started off with a question. The Mishnah said, Yemek Nipurim, Aser Ba'achilu B'shtiyah. The Gemara's kasha was, Aser? It's an Einish Karis. It's much more serious than just Aser. And the Gemara said, Enochinami, if the person would eat or drink a Shir, it would be an Einish Karis. But the Mishnah is talking about where you ate a Chatzi Shir. And even Reish Lakish that holds Chatzi Shir is Mutam and HaTayra, he agrees agrees that it's Asa Midrabanan, and therefore Aser means Asa. The Gemara now is going to have ask a kasha on the premise. Is that true? Meaning, if something is more chomer than simply Asa, this is an Einish Karas, does that mean the Tana can't use the word Asa? I'll prove to you the Tana will use the word Asa even for someone that's really an Einish Karas. But Tanya, we learned to the Brayz, Ava Bisha Amru Asar Bekulon, even though the Mishnah said Asa regarding Yachila and Shti and Rechitz and Sicha and Yilas Azanel Tashma Shamito, however, the Amru Einish Karas, Ela Lo Eichel Vishoisa, Ba'isa Malacha Bavak. But not any Issa that a person violates on Yom Kippur is there going to be an Einish Karas. The only time there's an Einish Karas, a person eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, or if somebody does Malacha on Yom Kippur. The point is, it sounds like eating, drinking, and malacha are aser, and not just that, there's also an Einish Karas. Meaning, Afa Pisha Amru Aser Bekulon, aser is referring to everything. Of the things that we said are aser, some are Einish Karas. But you see, this Tana was using the word aser to describe even the things that were in Einish Karas, right? What we're doing is we're creating a subcategory. You have all the things that are aser. Within that group of Aser, there are some things that are also Einish Karas. Oh, but the point is, even the things that are Einish Karas are Aser. You see, clearly, it's okay, grammatically, to use the word Aser even for something that's an Einish Karas. So the Gemara says, not necessarily, because maybe we can edit the Brice a little bit and make the Brice work even with our premise that it really is inappropriate to use the word Aser for something that's more than Aser, something that's a Chiyuv Karas. Because Hachi Kamek Amru Aser Lo Amru Ala B'Chasi Shir. When we said Aser, we were referring to a Chasi Shir. Abel B'Kashir, when it comes to a Shir, Einish Karas. There's an Einish Karas. Va'af Ha'pish Einish Karas. Even though I'm telling you there's an Einish Karas, not for everything. Ein Einish Karas Ela Eichel B'Shoisa Fa'Oisa Melacha B'Vad. Either way, that is the first Mahalach in why the Mishnah used the word Aser. It's more chomer than Aser. It's really an Einish Karas. A long-winded teretz, but the teretz is, we're talking about a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, there is no Einish Karas, but it's Aser. According to Rabbi Yochanan de Raisa, according to Reish Lakish, mid Rabban of Iba, you're saying, going back to the original question, another teretz. Kiktani Aser Ashayra. Oh, very posh. Yoimaki Purim Aser, Bachilu Beshtir, Rechitzur, Sichanil, Sasana, Batash, Mashamito. So posh, Aser is referring to everything mentioned in the Mishnah. No. Aser is not referring to Achila and Shtia. We'll get to that later. We'll tell you what that is. Not just Aser. That's an Einish Karas. Aser is referring to Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Asan, Tashma, Shamita. Those things do not carry an Einish Karas. All they are is Aser. And then the Gemara mysteriously brings a Braisa to prove that all those things are in fact Aser. The Mishnah said it's Aser. But the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Tanu, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, the Shara, Sifri, the Bei Rab. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both had a Braisa that said, how do you know those things are Aser? There's a mitzvah of Shabbosin that says you have to rest. And resting means resting from Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Asandal, and Tashma Shamita. So why we need a separate Braisa to tell me these things are Aser? The Mishnah already said they're Aser. That's the first aura. Additionally, you see from this braisa, we're going to get to this later in the parak, another makar for how we know those things are aser. We mentioned in the introduction, Rashi brings it right in the beginning of the parak, that the makar to all these things that the Mishnah said are aser is because it says in the Torah, V'nisem es nafshei seichem, it's from the five inuyim. Now we have another source. It's from the mitzvah of Shabbosin and Shvois, which on Shabbos means one thing, on Yontif means something else. But it's more related to Shabbos and Shvois. Bottom line is, just to make a very, very quick recap, the first Torah says we're referring to a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is Aser. According to Rabbi Yochanan de Raisa, according to Reish Lakish and Rabbanan. The second Torah says Aser is not referring to Achila Shtia. It's Ashaira. It's referring to Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Sandal, Tashma, Shamita. Those things are in fact only Aser. There is no Einish Karas. So we mentioned the Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit more about this Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Guf Chatzi Shir. If somebody does an Isser, but he doesn't do the whole Shir, only Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asa Menatayr. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Muta Menatayr. Reish Lakish Amar, Asa Menatayr. Reish Lakish says, Asa Menatayr. Why? Kivan the Chazi, it's Tarufi, Isurek Ka'acha. Being that if you would eat more, you would now have eaten the shear. So even if you don't eat more, at the very least, we assume that what you ate is going to be aser. The pashup shot in Rabbi Yochanan is, if somebody eats a chatzi shear, let's talk about isuri achila, because that's by far the most pashup application to the machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If somebody eats a chatzi zayas, and then later he eats another half a zayas, are the two achilos mitzdarif or not?
So the answer is, it depends on how much time lapsed between the two achilas. If he does it within the shear of kedei achilas pras, whatever that shear is, so the halach is the two achilas are going to be mitzarev. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody eats a half a zayas of nevela, right now you didn't do an iser, right? Because there's a halach l'moishu mitzina that says kezayas. That's true, but it's chazil, it's darufe. Within a certain time frame, you could eat another half a zayas, and the two half a zayasim will be mitzarev for an entire shear. Being that you can now do something, there's an action you can take that will cause this thing that's not aser to retroactively be aser, that makes that thing aser right now. That's the svara in its simplest form of chazilitz tarufa. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says mutam min ha-tayr. Chatzi shnir is mutam min ha-tayr. Why? Achil Amar Rachman of Alaka. I hear it. It's a nice svara. Tachlis. It says in the Torah, you shouldn't eat nevela. You didn't eat nevela. You ate a half a zayas. It's chazilitz tarufa. Rish Lakish wasn't maskin to the svar of Chazir Litz Tarufi. Zok to Gemara, Eisvei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish a kasha. And this Eisvei isn't just a kasha, many sugis when there's a machloikis ha-meiron. So they ask kashas and terutzim, and then there's Yibayis and Toshmas. This is a very important kasha, because this kasha is going to go to the root of the sugi of Chatzishir. Ein li elo kol sheyeshnoi ba'oinish. So Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish a kasha from a pasuk. Now this pasuk is talking about the Isr Chelov. So there's certain fats of an animal that you're not allowed to eat. Not all fats. You can eat fatty meat, and you can eat the fat that's attached to the fatty meat. But there's certain chalovim that you're not allowed to eat. The chalovim that, when it was a carbon, was put on the Mizbeach, there was a mitzvah haktara with those chalovim. It's those chalavim that when the behemoth is chulin, the Torah said that there's an Isr chalav. So the Brice over here is discussing the Isr chalav. If somebody eats chalav, he's chayiv kars. You would think there's one type of chalav. There's chalav that you're not allowed to eat, and if you eat that chalav, there's an oynish kars. What about a kvi? What if somebody eats the chalav of a kvi? Now a kvi is unique, because it was an animal that was treated as a safik chaya, safik behemoth. The iser chelav is only true for a behemoth. It's not true for a chaya. As a result, a kvi, which is a safik behemoth, safik chaya, we're not really sure if it's a behemoth or chaya. So if somebody eats from a kvi, theoretically, there would be no einish. So if somebody eats the chelav of a kvi, or a chatzi shir, being that there's no einish, you would think there's no azara either. Talmud Loimar. So when it says in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the Isra chelav, it doesn't just say you shouldn't eat chelav. It says, ki kol oichal chelav, men abehema asher yakav imenu ishal Hashem, v'nichrasu ha-nefesh oichal es ma'amel. It doesn't just say chelav, it says kol chelav. And we learn from kol chelav that the chelav of a kvi is asr, and chatzi shir of chelav is asr as well. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish Akashno, it's a mefurash b'raisa, Rish Lakish. We can't argue with prices. Rav could. We can't. It's a brisa. So if it's a brisa, what's the hava mina? The chatzis should be mutter. It's a mafurish a brisa that says the chelav of the kvi and chatzis shir of chelav, even though there's no einish, but there's still an azar. It's one time from a pasuk. So it's clearly a dinday brisa. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan midir rabbana no Rish Lakish no Rabbi. No, Rabbi Yochanan. It's only an Isidra Rabban. The cross machta ba'alma. All the pasuk is an as machta ba'al. Hachinami mistabru. And then Rish Lakish said, it's actually mashman that the pasuk is an as machta. He's like, because if you're going to tell me this pasuk is deraisa, and this braisa is talking on a deraisa level, kvi sveikohu. A kvi is a safik chaya, safik behema. It's the rekrol la'asuyeh sveiko. You have a pasuk to be marba, that a kvi, which is a safik behema, safik chaya, has an Isid. What would be the havamina kvi shouldn't be asked? Because we don't know if it's a chaya or a behema. We don't know if it's chayyur behema. Or beklapi shmaya galya, the Torah knows if it's a chayyur behema. So what, the Torah is addressing the suffix? Doesn't make any sense. Because the Torah knows what it is. Elamai, this pasuk was a rabbinic drasha. And the Rabbanon, who didn't know what a kvi was, they were saying that even though we don't know what a kvi is, but it says kol, so therefore, don't eat even the chelav of a kvi. But must be, it's not a deraisa. Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't even know what you have. I mean, is that this brisa is a deraisa, the brisa. Chatzi shir, we can debate, but kvi we can't debate. So Rabbi Yochanan said, imishum holo, iria, I'm not masking, because kasavri, these are sugis and mesachtes chulin, that kvi beria bifnei atzmin. There's a man that holds that a kvi is not a sophic bame, a sophic chai, as if we don't know. But rather, it's a beria bifnei atzmin. Like the Gemara says, a droigenis. According to one man, the Amma is a beria bifnei atzmai. A kfi is also, it's a beria bifnei atzmai. It's not a behema, and it's not a chaya. Maybe the Tana, this brisa holds kfi is beria bifnei atzmai, and that's why he needed a riboy to be marba a kfi. But enachinami, if you hold kfi as a suffix, the brisa wouldn't be talking about a kfi. And then he said, Eloi te ma'achi. And besides, Rabbi Yechim Tov Rezongsh, I'll prove to you that that's the pshat. Af So this pasuk is talking about the iser dam.
And there's an iser deraisa to eat dam. If someone eats dam of a behemoth, there's a chiyuv karas.
He said, the Gemara says again, kvi sveikohu, it's the krodor rebuya sveiko,
ela ber yashani. That's poshut. That pasuk over there is of the opinion that a kvi is a ber yabifnayatzmoy, hachanami, so to hear, ber yashani, I'll tell you, it's a ber yabifnayatzmoy. Says the Gemara, this is the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And really, what we just did to the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we explained it a little bit better. So in the beginning of the sugi, when the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan olds chatzi shez asman atayra, Reish Lakish olds chatzi. And what the Gemara did on 9 Dalet Amud Aleph is the Gemara brought number one a svara to the machloikis and number two a pasuk to the machloikis. The svara is Rabbi Yochanan holds kivan the chazi litztarufe isurei ka'achol. Rabbi Shlokish clearly doesn't hold to that. Va'oi, there's a pasuk in the parasha of Chelev that says ki kol oichel Chelev mina behema. Call the rabbis chatzishir. It's a mefurish of brisa that says call the rabbis chatzishir. Reish Lakish argues because Reish Lakish holds that this brisa is not a drasha gemura. All it is an asmachta b'alma. So we'll get back to it a little bit at the end of the shir. But for now, we have two more brises that the Gemara is about to bring as it relates to the Isser Achila v'shniya on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is going to bring some brises that talk about this Isser Achila. The Gemara is going to revisit it in a few dafins. Again, this is just the Haskola, Tanu Rabbanon. So it says in the Torah, amongst the five mentions of the word inui regarding Yom Kippur, so it says, that's the first of the five, and it's the first of the two that are mentioned in Parashas Achrimos. So, ta'anu esnaf sheisechem yochel, you would think, eshe b'chamoy b'tzina, k'dei sheitztar. So you would think if it's really hot outside, you should go outside, k'choy mayoyim, and sit in the sun. Or if it's really cold outside on Yom Kippur, you go outside without a coat, and you make yourself really cold. Right, that's what it sounds like. Ta'anu esnaf sheisechem, Talmud Omer, it says, right afterwards, the same exact pasuk, ta'anu esnaf sheisechem, v'chol melocha leisasu, ha'ezrach v'agera gar b'soychecha. It says, you're also not allowed to do melocha. So, ma melocha sheval taisa. Just like melocha sheval taisa. What does melocha mean? The lamentas melocha is, it's all things that thou shall not do. You can't be Zerea, you can't be Chayrish, you can't be Kaitzer. It's all b'Sheval Taisa. Avinu Nefesh Sheval Taisa. Inu Nefesh also means Sheval Taisa, meaning not proactively do something that's going to put you into an uncomfortable situation, but rather Sheval Taisa. The Gemara says, okay, we can work with a similar theme and just Kneche to where Sheval Taisa. So maybe if a person is sitting in a comfortable place, there's no obligation to put yourself in an uncomfortable place. A yasin the tool of a card loy namely kum tov bishimsha. But meaning your soy's issues. But the point is, maybe enochinami. There's tanus nafshesechem doesn't mean that if it's really hot outside, go outside. But maybe what it does mean is if it's really hot outside and you're outside, sheval taisa, you're not allowed to go inside. So maybe tanus nafshesechem means generally put yourself in a situation of tzad, but not the kumvase, albeit the sheval taisa. So the Gemara says it can't be that either. Why? Because again, dumya de malacha and ma malacha leichilaktaba. Just like melacha, the lametes melachas are things that are always asa b'shev al taisa. Right? There's never going to be a lametes melacha where the Torah wants you to do something b'kum vaseh. So the type of inui the Torah is referring to when it says tanus nafshei seichem is an inui that can only happen b'shev al taisa. It can't happen b'kum vaseh. Going into a hot sunny day is something that can happen b'kum vaseh. If you're going to walk into the sun, it could happen b'shev al taisa. I'm in the sun, I'm not going to leave the sun. So if it's something that can play out, b'kum vaseh b'shev al taisa, by definition, that's for sure not what the Torah is referring to. That's how we know kol melacha lois. That's how we know ta'anus nafshei seichem doesn't mean the sun, it doesn't mean the cold, but rather it has to be something that's consistent to the lama tesla. So we don't know what it means yet. But at the same time, we're starting to figure it out. We, at the very least, just knocked out a very, very large group of possibilities. Tanya idach another price. Ta'anu es nafshoi seichem. It says ta'anu es nafshoi seichem. The same words. Oh, yesh b'chamu b'tzina v'yitzar. So you would think, sit in the sun and in the tzina and put yourself in a place of tzar. Tamu loyim ha'v'chol melocha loy sasov. So it says v'chol melocha loy sasov. Now, this is a different drasha. Ma melocha dava shechayav an al b'malkim achar. Just like melocha is something that in another context, there's a chiv kares. So too, the ta'anu that the pasuk is referring to has to be something that in another context has a chiyuv karas. Melacha in other places carries with it a chiyuv karas. Shabbos. Right? We're talking about Yom Kippur now. It doesn't say anything about a Chiv Garis. But in other places, for sure, there's a Chiv Garis. Shabbos, if someone does Malacha, B'mezid Edom Asra, he's Chayiv Skilo. B'mezid without Edom Asra, he's Chayiv Garis. So it's something that elsewhere has a Chiv Garis. So Ta'anu has to be similar to B'chol Malacha, because they're in the same Pasuk, there's a Hekish. And it teaches me, too, we're talking about an Inui that somewhere else has a Chiv Garis. So what's an example? Right? The Gemara is trying to be creative. So what would be an example of an Inui? Don't do something because you're supposed to be uncomfortable. Something that if you do elsewhere, something similar to it, you'd be chayiv karis. Where it says achilo. Achilo. You find achilo with kiyach karis. Is that pigle the nicer? If someone eats the basar of a carbon pigle, he's chayiv karis. If somebody eats nicer, he's chayiv karis. So the Gemara says, that's how you know it must be achilo. Because achilo is something you find somewhere else has a chayiv karis. Similar to Melacha that has a Chiyuv Karis, Shabbos. Why are we talking about Melacha? We're discussing Tanus Nafshaseichem because it's in the same pasuk. Tanus Nafshaseichem, the Chol Melacha Lo Yisasu. So the Gemara says, Avi Pigol V'Noisus. I would think maybe if someone eats Pigol V'Noisur, Shehem Begaris, that should be a problem. So maybe when the Torah says Tanus Nafshaseichem, it means if you eat Pigol V'Noisur, Vloyavias Atevel Shehem Begaris, maybe if someone eats even something like Tevel, which is similar to a Chiyuv Karis, Misa Bidei Shemayim, but not chorus, maybe not Talmud. There's a rebuke because right after it says Tanu Snafshay Sechem, two psukim later, Shabbos Shabbos in Hilochem, V'nisim Snafshay Sechem, Rebo, it's Marbo. And it's Marbo not only something that has a Chiyuv Karis, which is mamish similar to the Chol Melacha Leisasu, but it's Marbo even something that only has a Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara says, okay, maybe that Rebo should be Marbo Tevel. Ovia Tevel Shiba Misa, but the obvious sign of Velo Shayna Misa. But if somebody eats anything else, even the Velo, which is Aser, but it's not as Aser as Tevel, it's certainly not as usher as pigle and oyster. Maybe over there shouldn't be a problem. It says there's a long Tosis Yishanim that explains what this drasha is, but the maskana, what the Tosis Yishanim says, is it's the same drasha. It says v'nisim esnaf sheisechem after ta'anu, and just like v'nisim esnaf sheisechem is marba tevo, it's also marba nevela. We'll see it's going to be marba more things as well. So usually you can only be marba one thing for one drasha, right? It's one drasha per extra word. But in some sugyas, the Taisi Yishanim says one word can somehow beget several drushes. This is an example of that. So it says, V'nisim esnaf sheisechem, not only is it marba tevel, which is not chorus, it's even marba nevela, which is less than tevel. So it's more obvious, and nevela shall be marba nevela shu b'la, at the very least it's a la, but the obvious, a chulin shein b'la, but chulin, which is not even a la, maybe not, tamad lemet ta'anu, V'nisim esnaf sheisechem, riba. Even chulin, even something that you're allowed to eat, it's not asr at all, even that you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Obvia chulin shein b'kum achol, v'leves ha'tshum ha'shi b'kum achol. Okay, so with marba, pigle and nois, which has a chiv karis. Remember tevel that has misa b'dei shemayim. Remember nevela that has only a lot. Even chulin, which you're allowed to eat, even that ta'anu means you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. What about something that there's a mitzvah to eat? Oh, what if it's mamish the opposite? There's a mitzvah. She bekum echol. Tamalor me ta'anu b'nisim esnaf sheseichem ribu. No, we're even marba truma. Obvious at truma sheinu b'val tesir. Okay, there's a mitzvah to eat truma. But if you leave over truma, it's okay. What about kachin? Where if you leave over kachin, it's a problem. So not only is there a mitzvah to eat kachin, but this mitzvah is even associated with a loisase, because if you leave over from the kachim, it's going to be a problem. So obvious that truma she'ena bevaltoi siru, v'loi obvious that kachim she'ena bevaltoi siru, kachim even has an iser noise at Talmud, loi mer ta'anu v'inisam esnaf sheisechem riba. So basically, from a combination of ta'anu, v'chol melacha loisasu, and v'inisam esnaf sheisechem, we know that it's aser to eat on Yom Kippur, even though it just says ta'anu, but you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the Brison continues, v'im nafshecha loimer, and if you're going to have a problem with everything we just said, v'im nafshecha loimer always means, if you have a kasha on what we just said, so if you have a problem with this, meaning we just threw out a very mechudish type of drasha, so if you have a problem with something we just said, harei yoimer, there's another source to teach me that when it says in the Torah ta'anu, it means achilah, because it says va'avadeti es ha'nefesh ahi, in the context of the psukim of Yom Kippur, and it's mashma, that the inui is an inui shehu avedas ha'nefesh. It's an inui that involves avedas ha'nefesh, where if a person doesn't eat long enough, so his nefesh starts withering. Ve'ez nezeh achilah v'shteya, right? That's the only, if somebody doesn't wear shoes, it's
not avedas hanefesh. If somebody doesn't put oil on his body, it's not avedas hanefesh. If someone doesn't eat or drink, it's avedas hanefesh. And the body needs food and needs to drink. So as a result, memanav shoch, we know ta'anu means achilu. So the Gemara says, there would have been a hava minute that there's a problem with all these shoshes. Ma'ifim nafshach alaymer. What's wrong with what we just said? It was very, very clear. And again, just the chaza, what was the drasha? It says ta'anu snafshach seich. We don't know what ta'anu means. Oh, but it says v'chom melacha lo yisasu. Just like melacha is something where elsewhere you find an oynish karas, so to ta'anu is something where there is an oynish karas. Melacha has an oynish karas elsewhere. On Shabbos, if somebody does melacha, he's chayv karas. What inui has an oynish karas elsewhere? Achila. If someone eats foods, certain types of foods, the halacha is, he can be chayv karas. The Gemara's examples were noiser and pigle. There are other examples. Tameh, if someone's tameh tumas aguf, and he eats kachin, the halacha is, he's chayv. If someone eats on Pesach, he's chayiv karas. So there are examples of achila elsewhere that they have an oynish karas. So we mean ta'anu that has an achiyiv karas. Look, the Gemara, I'll tell you what the kasha was. You know what the flaw, technically, in this drasha is? Mayim nafshach aloimer, because v'chi tema by arayis kamishtayikra. Maybe what we mean is arayis. Because arayis, you find also elsewhere has an oynish karas. All the arayis. Parashas achrim lois in kadosh. All the arayis have an oynish karas. So maybe when it says ta'anu is nafshach seichem, it means tashmish amita. Maybe that's what it means. And you find Tashmish Amita elsewhere has an Oynish Goris. So the Gemara says, that's why we brought a second Rasha. V'avadati as a nefesh, ahi, inui sheyesh boy, avedas nefesh, v'ezez e'achilu v'shteya. So if someone doesn't have Tashmish Amita, it's not v'avadati as a nefesh ahi. But if someone doesn't have achilu v'shteya, it is v'avadati as a nefesh ahi. And that's why we needed two drashas. So it's a combination of these two drashas. If you don't like the first drasha, there's a second option, and that is v'avadati as a nefesh. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Tanin, Rabbi Shmuel Zishiva, they had a different makar. How do you know that ta'anu means achila? Nemekan, it says over here, inui. And it says over there, inui. Now, where's over there? That could be a lot of places. So Rashi says, we mean a pasuk in the Parsha Samon. Vaya'ancha, vaya'rivecha, vaya'chilcha esamon. So you have the word vaya'ancha regarding the man. Just like the man over there was food, vaya'ancha. The mon involved a little bit of inui, but it was food-related inui. Afkan inui, here to it means inui as well. Says the Ra'avi, v'neilof me'im ta'anes b'nais, faith gemara, how do you know to learn from v'ya'ancho? Maybe learn from another pasuk, where you find the word inui, and it means tashmish amito. And this pasuk is Lavan talking to Yaakov. So it's a pasuk tucked away in the end of Parshas Vayetze. After Yaakov left Lavan, so Lavan told Yaakov, we're going to make a bris, and he had a whole aid. The whole Maimir HaGadol that he did in the end of Parshas Vayetze. And he said, this is going to be witness that you're going to take care of my daughters. And he said, what does it mean you're going to take care of my daughters? Im ta'ana es benoisai. I want to make sure you don't cause my daughter's pain. Im tikach noshen al benoisai. Meaning, you're not going to take another wife. And the pashup shine in the pasuk is because Lavan was telling Yaakov, if you're going to take another wife, it's going to come at the expense of tashmish amit of my daughters, which means you're going to be causing them pain. So you see the word ta'ana, inoy, can mean tashmish amit. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that said, the drosh is simply, it says ta'anu, you find vaya'ancha vaya'rivecha regarding food. You also find the same exact word regarding tashmish amit. Im ta'ana es benoisai. So the Gemara says, donim inoy derabim, inoy derabim, donim inoy derabim, inoy deyachid. The inoy of Yom Kippur is an inoy derabim. Vaya'ancha vaya'rivecha vaya'namal was an inoy derabim. This was an inoy deyachid of Lot's daughters of Yaakov Avinu's wives. Says the Gemara, "V'neilof inu b'mitzrayim." I hear there's another inui, the rabbin, where it also means tashrus amita. The chesiv ayares on yenu. We say this in the Agada. V'amrinan zu prishus derech eretz. On yenu over there means tashrus amita. Eladonin, and that was the inu the rabbin. Was all these inu b'mitzrayim. Eladonin inu b'de shemayim, inu b'de shemayim, ve'donin inu b'de shemayim, be'inu b'de adam. Ta'anus nafshei seichem is b'de shemayim. The Torah is instructing us we have to be in a state of inu on Yom Kippur. Ta'an the vayanch varivech of the man is also inu b'de shemayim. The Fayaris on Yenu, the precious Derech Eretz, that was something that was forced upon us by Paroi. That was Inu B'dei Adam. Therefore, we learn Inu B'dei Shemayim, Inu B'dei Shemayim. We don't learn Inu B'dei Shemayim, Inu B'dei Adam. Regardless, this is the Haschalah to the final chapter, both literally and figuratively, of Masechtas Yuma, which talks about the Chamish Inuyim. And it also mentions the machloikas from Yoichanan and Reish Lakish. So if you take a look at the next two dafin, next few dafin, there's a lot of agadot that are coming. And the segue is going to be, we just mentioned the Parshas Amon, and the Gemara is going to get involved in many drushes related to the Parshas Amon. So there's some very light dafin on the way. But at the same time, today's daf is not so light. And it's the makar to the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, regarding chatzishir asam min ha-teira, a chatzishir mutam min ha-teira. So it's impossible to really get into raid on chatzishir. It's rechava min ha-yam, va'aruka. But at the same time, just to highlight some of the talking points that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken about over the years, and some of the things that will be available, Be'ezus Hashem, when we have related to raid bites, and some of the raid that we're not going to talk about. Number one, just super high level. Number one, so Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. Rabbi Yochanan gave two makaris. Number one, he said it's a svara. Kiven the chazi litzarufe isura ka'acha. And then he brought a pasuk, a braisa. It doesn't say you're not allowed to eat chelev, it says kol chelev. And the braisa says kol chelev is the rabbis. Even chatzishir. You have a pasuk and you have a svara. So why do you need a pasuk and a svara to say the same point? Usually throughout Shas, an amora will present a position based on a drasha, a pasuk. Or he'll present a position based on a svara. But a svara and a pasuk? Which is the ikkar? Is the ikkar the pasuk and is the ikkar the svara? Now, does it matter which one is the ikkar? Shainei Mola matters, because it's Yudua that the Chacham Tzvi says a very, very big chiddush, and over the years we've mentioned that the Nevi Yehuda says the same chiddush, and other achronim, and that is that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira, but it's only with regards to Yisurei Achila, but as it relates to all other Yisurei Teira, whether it's the shir of Shava Pruta in Chayshe Mishpat related cases, whether it's the shiurim related to all the Yisurim on Shabbos, any other Isur in the Torah with a shir, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. And the Chacham Tzvi said that my makar to that is because Rabbi Yochanan brought two sources, the chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. He brought a svar and a pasuk, and the ikar makar said the Chacham Tzvi is the pasuk. And the pasuk is talking about Yisurei Achila, kol chelev. It's an Yisurei Achila. So if the ikar is the pasuk, then afkamina would be the chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. That's true. But chatzis she'ez is going to be only asam min ha-teira by Yisurei Achila. It's not going to be asam min ha-teira when it comes to all other Yisurim. That's number one. Number two, there's a big shaila in the Achroin and the Shagas Aryeh, Claire's. What exactly the svar of Chatzis Shira? So we explained it one of the two ways when we went through the Gemara. But really, it's a big shaila that the Shagas Aryeh talks about. In other words, does Chatzis Shira asam min ha-teira, or does the svar of Chazil Litztarufe mean that if somebody eats a half a zayas, even though right now he didn't do an iser, but being that if he would eat another half a zayas, the two half a zayasim would be mitzarev, so even though right now what I did is not Aser, but it retroactively can become Aser, so therefore we're going to treat it as if I did an Iser right now. Oye Shloimer, maybe Chazil Estarufi means something else. What it means is, not that after I ate the half a shear, I can eat a half a shear, and Betziruf create an Achila of Iser, but when I ate the half a shear, I could have, would have, should have eaten an entire shear. I could have eaten more, and had I eaten more, it would have been Aser. So it was Chazil Itztarufe when I did the Iser. Not it's Chazil Itztarufe after I finished doing what I did, but it was Chazil Itztarufe at that time. And the lumbus is really you did a Maisa Iser. You just didn't do enough. I could have added a little bit, and then I would have done enough. Being that all that's missing is more, I'm not missing in the Chetzer, I'm just missing in the amount of the Chefza, because all I need is lihitz terufe, so that's enough to say that what I did is asam min ha-teira. But in short, does chazal terufe mean that I did a half a shear, now I can do a half a shear, and if I do a half a shear, then it's starif, as a result, chatzi shear asam min ha-teira? Or even if I would do a half a shear now, maybe it wouldn't be mitzarif. That's not the point. The point is I could have done more when I did. And being that that's the case, chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. L'may nafkamina, so the Shagas Aryeh's classic nafkamina would be bal yirah bal yematzeh. There's a shear of bal yirah bal yematzeh. So what would be if the first day Pesach somebody has a half a shear of chametz in his rishos? Then he takes it out, and then the second day Pesach he has another half a shear. Or an hour later he has another half a shear. Says the Shagas Aryeh, there's no way in the world those two half a shear machazi litztarufe. So if the only time chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira is if the two independent meisim could be mitzarif into one, there would be no chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. But if chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira simply means you could have done more, so when you had a half a shear in your house on Pesach, you could have had more, so if you could have had more, that would be enough to say that chatzis she'ez asam min ha-teira. There's other nafkaminas as well, but that's the gedanosha, but that's the classic nafkamina. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. What would be if somebody eats a half a shear of chametz the last second of Achron Shel Pesach? Or at the end of the day in Yom Kippur, somebody eats a chatzis Koiseves agasa kamoya vegarina. What would be if someone does a chatzishu at a time where it's impossible right now to do another action to make it chazil it's tarufe? So that's a famous chuvas Reb Tiva Eger. Reb Tiva Eger discussed this shaila, and at first glance, it's totally in the previous shaila. If you need to be able to be chazil it's tarufe, there's no time to be chazil it's tarufe. If it's more, I could have done more instead of putting a half as koiseves in my mouth. I could have put a full koiseves in my mouth. So if that's the case, or better, Chazal Tzarufe is just a simen that I'm just not missing enough in order for it to be Motem and Atayra. So it doesn't matter if I did it the last second of Pesach, last second of Yom Kippur, or if I did it Ben Tzayoyim. Either way, Nalacha is going to be the same. There's a shayla in the Rishonim and the Achronim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatz Nishir is Asim and Atayra. Does that mean it's a regular Issa Deiraisa? So it says in Torah, you shouldn't eat Nevel. Alacha no Moshe Misinai. Kizayis. Rabbi Yochanan, Chatz Nishir Asim and Atayra, the Alacha no Moshe Misinai doesn't mean the Isser, it just means the Oynish. So should we take that literally? As if to say, when it says in the Torah, you shouldn't eat Nevel, it doesn't matter if you eat a Kizayis or less than it. It's the same exact Isser. The Isser is the same. No, that's Oynish. I don't do it anything. That's Oynish. Isser, it's the same Isser. There's no difference if you eat a Pachas Mikashir, you eat a Gansashir. It's one and the same. There's no Maila, there's no Chisar, it's the same thing. The Shir never addressed the Isser. The Shir was only talking about the Oynish. Tosfos says in Masech the Shvuos, in some of the sugyas there of Chatzis Shir, that the Isser Chatzis Shir, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is an Isser Kolish. Qualitatively, it's a lesser Shir. As if to say, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzis Shir as awesome in a Torah, but there is a difference between a Chatzis Shir and a full Shir. So for example, a Choyle Shiyesh by Sakana, with Aloch is Machil and Oysay, Akal Akal, you try to do and minimize the amount of Isser, it'd be better to give him an Isser Chatzis Shir than to give him a full Shir. Because a full Shir is an Isser Gomer, whereas a Chatzis Shir is an Isser Kolish. And being that all it is an Isser Kolish, so it certainly makes sense to give him the lesser Shir. You have the Mishnah Melech's Kachkira that we spoke about many times. Chatzis Shir b'mitzvos is, if someone has a half a Shir of matzah, b'leil Pesach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, should you eat it? Or should you not eat it? Even according to Reish Lakish, Midrabanan, should you eat it or not eat it? Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shiurim are only to get your Einshin. Love and have Einshin. What about a mitzvah that has no Einish? So do we say that the Shir is probably not regarding Einish, because there is no Einish, but rather the Shir was stated regarding the actual Isser? Or no? Shiurim define the Isser. The Shiurim define the mitzvah and the Chatzis Shir mitzvahs as well. So, if someone has a half a zayis of matzah below Pesach, do we say Chatzis Shir asim in HaTorah? There's also Chatzis Shir mitzvah, so there's a mitzvah to eat the Chatzis Shir. Maybe no. Maybe when it comes to mitzvahs, you don't have the halacha of Chatzis Shir. We've spoken about Tosfos and Pesachim daf mem dalet amud aleph, the top Tosfos, where Tosfos says that being that one of the two makayrus, anyways, of the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the pasuk that says kol chaylev. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan darshins kol chaylev, Reish Lakish doesn't darshin kol chaylev. So kumbi, there's a fundamental machloikas that goes even beyond Chatzis Shir. So as global as Chatzis Shir is, it could be it's even a bigger machloikas, and that is every time you find the word kol in the Torah, is that a real drasha kol or is it not a real drasha kol? Rabbi Yochanan holds kol is a real drasha. So kol chaylev, drasha gemura, chatzis shir asim natayra. Reish Lakish holds asmachta ba'alma. What do you mean? It says kol chaylev. That's only asmachta because he doesn't darshan kol. What about vikol? Could be kol not, but vikol, yeah. Regarding Reish Lakish shita. Reish Lakish Shita. So most of the raid in the sugi of Chatzis Shir is talking Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. What about Aliba de Reish Lakish? Do you have, what's a little bit of raid Aliba de Reish Lakish? So we have the Yerushalmi in Masechta Schala, where the Yerushalmi says that even though Reish Lakish Shita, our sugi is Chatzis Shir's Mutim and Atayra, but Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan was Mechadish, that Moida Reish Lakish be'Isser Hana, u'Moida Reish Lakish be'Yom HaKippurim. Reish Lakish is made by Uli Suri Hana, the Chatzis Shir is Asim in HaTorah, and Reish Lakish is made by Yom Kippur, that we've spoken about, the Beis Yitzchak, and Reish Lakish is made when it comes to Yom Kippur as well. So could be, even though Reish Lakish holds the Chatzis Shir is Mutim in HaTorah, there may be a Hechitinsa where even Reish Lakish is going to be made Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah. So that was just to name a few of ours. Of course, there's so many different sugis where like Tumah, right? The Chatzis Shir by Tumah, so you have Shiurim by Tumah, Etzem Kisa'ira. What if you would have a Pachas Mikashir, Rashi and Masechtis? Brachas daf hei amid aleph, a tshuva from the Chavis Yair comes up. The malacha vaytsad, you have Chatzis Shir there. It's a malacha grua. Maybe there's no Chatzis Shir. So again, Chatzis Shir is something that you can plug into almost every single sugi in Shas. And really, the makar is one daf. It's the bottom of daf yud ayin gimel amid beis.
in Masechtas Yuma, and really, where the Gemara gets into it is on Daf Ayin Dalet in Masechtas Yuma. It's Hashem, the coming Dafin, we're going to have some real Geshmak of Divrei Agada, and Baruch Hashem, the psicha of a really, really Geshmak of Sugi. We'll learn the Sugis of Yom Kippur, Sugis of Tshuva, very, very Geshmak, really looking forward.